Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Chania, and for today's podcast, I'm going to talk about the 1928 Okeechobee Hurricane. Sorry if I mispronounced the name. So let's get started. The hurricane of 1928, also known as the San Felipe Segundo Hurricane, was one of the deadliest hurricanes in the record history of North Atlantic. Some interesting facts about the 1928 hurricane is that the hurricane started September 6, 1928 through September 20, 1928. The damages costed around $100 million. And the hurricane also destroyed almost 25,000 homes and damaged nearly 200,000 more and left 500,000 Islanders homeless. The hurricane is estimated to have killed more than 300 Puerto Ricans and caused $744 million of damages in today's dollars. Some of the affected areas were Florida, Puerto Rico, Guadalupe, the Bahamas, and more. Now it's time for the Q&A. Second question. What state was the Lake Okeechobee in? The answer is Florida. Next question. This question is not related to the 1928 hurricane, but I was really curious and I did my research. The question is there boating on Lake Okeechobee? The answer is that waterways on either side run into the Big O, as the lake is called, making it part of A-152 mile boating passageway through the middle of the state, known as the Okeechobee Waterway. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Okay guys, so that's it for the Q&A, and now from my perspective, if I was in the situation that I was left homeless because my house was damaged due to the hurricane, probably be sad and mad at the same time because all the effort I put into the house was destroyed, and I feel like it would take time to rebuild that place back again. Also because not only me but maybe other family members or other people that I know, their houses also got destroyed and need to be homeless too. Also, I wouldn't know like when my house was rebuilt already, was good to live in. Also because I would have to be homeless, and then after that find a way to work, and after that find a way to like survive food and water, all our needs. I think I would be like really frustrated at the same time. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I hope you liked it. Next week, I will talk about something interesting. Stay tuned. Bye.